Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me. I want to begin today by sending our continued thoughts and prayers to the community of Del Mar as they clean up from this weekend's devastating storm. On Monday, I was on the ground in Del Mar, had a chance to see firsthand that in times of crisis, our communities do really come together to help those who are in need. And while the damage was significant, thankfully, everyone's friends, families, and neighbors were able to walk away safely. My staff has been in contact with the governor's office. I've spoken with the governor as well as with local leaders in the Del Mar area. We'll continue to monitor the situation there and provide as much assistance as possible to the people of Del Mar during what will continue to be a difficult time. I wanted to mention, sort of in that vein, that as we get into this new session of Congress, I'm planning to introduce several pieces of legislation that I hope that the Senate's going to consider fairly soon. And one of those does have to do with the issue of the weather. Some of you may recall that last month I invited CalO meteorologist Dr. Jay Trobeck to testify in front of the Commerce Committee regarding improvements to weather forecasting. And one of the bills that I intend to introduce with Senator Schatz from Hawaii would improve seasonal temperature and precipitation forecasts beyond the two-week standard. Extended forecasts are really important to a lot of people, especially in South Dakota, because they would allow farmers, ranchers, and others to make the most informed decisions possible, and of course, in agriculture, like when, where, and what to plant. And these improvements in these forecasts are built off of NOAA's National Integrated Drought Information System, which is a piece of legislation we moved in the last Congress that I supported, and that was a program that was reauthorized, I should say, as a result of that legislation. But the Drought Information System provides valuable information about drought status. It brings together federal, state, local stakeholders to ensure that the information is relevant and usable. And what this bill does, this bipartisan bill does, is it also streamlines NOAA's research and makes them more accountable. We were very fortunate that there were no deaths in the Del Mar tornado over the weekend, but in many cases there are preventable deaths in those types of storms, and there's been some really good research that examines how people respond to weather warnings, I should say, and how we can improve what we tell people when disaster is only minutes away. And I certainly heard some stories at Del Mar of people who were very fortunate to get downstairs before this hit, and some, you know, who survived and didn't get downstairs. But we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to alert people that the way in which we communicate those weather warnings maximizes the ability to inform people about weather-related events that are coming their way. And by freeing up resources through some of these forecasting reforms and other changes, we would be able to take some of this research, put it into a more practical form and use so that the National Weather Service is more effective in communicating critical information when there's an event like a tornado or a flood that poses an urgent threat. And it's something that we think would save lives. So we'll keep you apprised of that particular piece of legislation, but I just wanted to mention it kind of in the context of what has happened in some of the extreme weather that we've had here in South Dakota of late and the impacts that it's had. I wanted to mention one other thing in terms of what's going on in the Senate this week. We are considering bipartisan legislation that would renew trade promotion authority. Trade is essential to growing our economy and opening up new markets for products that are marked made in the USA. And the bill that we're considering in the Senate this week would give us what is the essential trade tool that we need to put the United States in the strongest possible position when we negotiate these new agreements. It's a good bipartisan bill. Unfortunately, yesterday, Senate Democrats, led by their leader, decided to filibuster getting on this legislation and at the same time, by doing that, obstructing their own president's policy agenda. Yesterday, the Senate Democrats blocked even beginning debate on trade promotion authority, which is the bill that I'm referring to, and that a majority of Democrats on the Finance Committee voted in favor of just 3 weeks ago. We had seven Democrats when it came out of the committee who voted in favor of it, and yet yesterday we didn't get a single Democrat vote to proceed to or to get on to the bill and consider it. So if we're going to get this done, we're going to have to get some cooperation from Senator Reid and from our friends across the aisle. This is a bill that is just too important to get caught up in politics. It helps our nation's farmers, ranchers, manufacturers, people who go to work every day to provide for themselves and for their families. And now is the time to get this common sense legislation passed and sent to the president without delay. So I hope the Democrats will come around on that and give us an opportunity to, make what I think is a really significant bipartisan achievement, and that's a major economic policy bill moving through the Congress that will get signed into law by the president if we can just get it to his desk. So we'll keep you apprised of that. I hope we get another whack at it here. The Democrats, I think, are coming to their senses and realizing that what they did yesterday was a mistake, and I hope we'll get another chance to vote on this and that we'll get a different outcome.